talk about this morning. Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And we may go back there. I don't know. But listen to this statement. This is what I'm going to talk about this morning, kind to introduce it. It's time for some things to be destroyed and removed. It's time. After I say it, I want everybody to say it. I have been created to dominate. That's what we're going to talk about. I want you to say it again. I have been created to dominate. See, we were not created to be dominated. We were created to dominate. Amen. Hallelujah. All these issues and all these scenarios and all these problems and situations that present themselves to each of us in different ways, seeking to gain influence, control, and dominate you. Nobody. What did I say? Nobody. At any time, any place, anywhere, ever dominated God. So, listen to my text, Luke 10:19. Very familiar scripture, but listen. Behold, we could say, look, it's what Jesus said. I give unto you, what? Power. And going back to the original language that it was translated from, and it says it like this: behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What's that? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Well, we could say it another way. Nothing that is in existence, whether seen or unseen, it can't stop you. You and I have been given the authority, the ability. We were created that way to dominate. All right? And when the Lord spoke that phrase in my spirit, and I was just looking at some scripture, then he said, go to the very first book and the first verse. I want you to go to the book of beginning. I wrote it down. And so if you'll turn with me, Genesis 1:1. You heard it how many times? Many times, right? Many times. And And it said, in the beginning, what? God did what? The heaven and the earth. The New American Standard Bible reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens, plural, and the earth. And I can agree with that, because Paul said what? I was caught up into what? Third heaven. You don't start counting 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 means 3 is more than 1. Would you agree? I learned that in school. But they didn't have preschool like they have it now. I started in first grade. Amen. And he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then verse 3 said, and God did what? And God said. God did what? God said, let there be light. And there was light. All right. Let's go back. Let's go ahead and open up verse 26. Skip down. If you want to read the rest of it, all this talking about what God said. God said. If you read down through that, God said. God said, right? Verse 14, God said. Verse 20, God said. On, all the way down. And he finally got to verse 26, and God said, didn't he? God said. I want you, all right, I want you to listen. And God said what? Let us make man. Let us make man in our image. Here's what got me. I'm going to say some things. I believe it's going to be pretty stout. But that's all right. God said, let us make man in the exact image. Duplicate. Reproduce myself. I want man to be exactly like me. You know, then you know what he said to me then? He said, the difference, if you learn this, he said, the difference between you and me, I provided you an earth suit to contact this earth. But as far as your spirit, you are just like me. I want that to soak in. You know why we have had so many problems? I have things in my life right now that I have to deal with. You know why? Bad teaching, wrong teaching, and no teaching. Stuff we put in our children when they're little bitty babies. When they come out the womb. They have to deal with those things because we put the wrong stuff in. We program them wrong. We tell them stuff that's not true. You ain't nothing. Yeah, you are. You'll never be nothing. You're not head. No, your head not head. Your head is your head. We call them names. We treat them. We say things. And we program them wrong.